Coaches Inside Programs, it's week number 9 here on Care 93.7, talking Jefferson County North Hoops. We've got the girls coach locked in. It's Steve Noel, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design, coming down the home stretch here of the regular season. Well, the weather has played a part in the schedule again. There was supposed to be a game on Wednesday night, but that is certainly not the case against Jackson Heights. So we'll talk about the game coming up on Friday against NEK here in a moment. But, you know, Coach, since we last spoke, a couple, you know, tight games. You know, you play a very good Riverside team, you know, last Friday, 67-54 was that final score. And then a game that went into overtime as well. And then you get back at home on Tuesday night against Oskaloosa. That was a 47-36 Oski win. So, you know, a couple games here, one going into overtime. How would you assess kind of the team's performance here in the last week?
Well, actually, I think since we last talked, I think we had one other one in there, too. We had that Moore Hill
game. Yeah, the Moore Hill game. Yep, 49-41. Yeah.
Yeah, so we all three games are pretty similar. We had moments in each one of them that we looked really good. And I told the girls after the game with Oski, you know, I think of a 32-minute game, we probably had in each of those games a 4 or 5 minute stretch where we just, you know, had some bad turnovers, you know, some missed rebounds here or there, and that was the difference in the game. But for a majority of the game, I thought we played well. You know, Moore Hill, you know, they didn't pull away from us till late. It was about a 4 or 5 point game most of the way through. Riverside, we got down early. I think we were down 10-0 to start the game. Got down by 13 in the first half. Battled our way back. I think we took a 4-point lead in the fourth quarter. They caught back up. And then we take a 2-point lead with 10 seconds to go. And then they come down and hit one at the buzzer to tie it up. We go into overtime, had a couple girls foul out. And that was the score really didn't indicate, you know, the difference of the game right there. And then kind of the same last night with Oskaloosa. We you know, had some moments here. We started out. We got on them early. I think we were up 4 or 6-0, something like that. They come back, and it was kind of back and forth for a while. And then it's kind of late third, early fourth. We just kind of had a few minutes here where we just turned the ball over and didn't capitalize on some shots. And, you know, that was the difference of the game. You know, the bright spots, you know, we play hard every game. The negatives we've got to work on are just valuing the ball a little bit more.
Yeah, you mentioned turnovers, and it was kind of going into my next point, at least at this point in the year. You know, we've talked, you know, all season long, and, you know, a lot of coaches, I think, really consistent from what I hear is just the consistency factor. Is that really is kind of what you guys need to put together here in the last couple of weeks? Is it just as simple as being consistent, you know, for four quarters, or is there something else maybe more specific that you're really trying to hone in on to really improve upon once we get down this home stretch here into postseason play?
No, I think you nailed it right there. I think it's consistency because, you know, there's moments we look pretty dang good, and then we haven't put that together really since our Perry game, the first game of our tournament. We really haven't put together a whole consistent game to where we've just played really good for four straight quarters. And, you know, I know we've got it in us. We've done it a number of times this year, but we've just kind of went on a stretch lately where, you know, we just haven't had that consistency.
Locked in here, of course, with the weather this week, so maybe a little bit extra time to kind of dive into your Friday night opponent. You step out of league play and take on NEK. How much can you tell us about them right now, the expectations for that game, and just maybe a few keys for you guys to get a win on Friday?
Well, we didn't see them in our tournament. We didn't get to actually play against them, but we got to watch them play a little bit. And, you know, they're a good team. They won our tournament. They've got some size. Actually, they got some size at their guard positions. They've got some big guards. And tell you what, they'll get out and run, and they'll shoot the ball pretty well as well. So, you know, I just want to watch a little more on them and get, you know, kind of more fine-tuned on what we want to do against them. But I think it's a good game for us to kind of come out and play somebody we haven't seen, you know, that don't really know us. So we, you know, we can kind of hopefully regroup and get back on track where we need to be.
There it is, Jefferson County North girls basketball coach. That is Steve Noel, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. The Chargers supposed to have a game on Wednesday night this week. That was, of course, not the case, and a postponement there, but back to it on Friday at home against NEK. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.